Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, guess who's the Zach? Yes, yes. This is the Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. Again, I am your host, Soapbox Scooter. We are back in the building, doing it big for 2017. Took some time off, had some things to take care of, bills to pay, babies to kiss, things like that. So, you know, me and Lala decided just to take a little break and handle some things on the back end so that we can keep it popping on the front. So this is our Welcome to the New Year episode. Yes, we are deep into the year now. We are into the month of January officially. It feels good. I can't front 2017. Got a lot of recapping and things that I want to do, things I want to talk about. Got a whole list, But, of course, it can't be done without my beautiful co-host, Miss Lala, in the building.
Hey, hey, hey. Good morning, y'all. Good morning, Scooter. Happy New Year.
New Year. So just
What's
so y'all
up?
Know, so if me and Lala have even spoken, like she was so busy, I was so busy, and we was taking care of stuff, I think just quick through text, like, yo, I'm busy, and I was like, yo, me too, and boom. So to come back, like, we was right on point, like, coming back to the show, you know what I mean? So it just feels good. A lot of, like I said, 2017, a lot going on. So let's talk about it. First off, Lala, how was your New Year? What'd you do? How'd you bring in your New Year?
Well, Scooter, I don't know if you paid attention to Facebook, but I took a loss. My father took a fall on the ice. Y'all be careful on the ice, man. My father made it through heart disease and all this stuff, and at 74 years old, slipped on the ice. Resulted in a head wound, resulted in a stroke. He couldn't pull through. I lost my father January 6th. So that's what I've been going through, but I'm coming out of the fog of my woman's faith. I know where he's at. And, you know, the grief's still coming and going in waves. But otherwise, I'm coming out swinging, man. I'm coming out swinging for 2017.
Yes, yes. I 100% agree. Aim for the fences because it's going to be a great year, especially for us. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry for your loss, though, love.
Appreciate
but again,
that.
Yes, aim for the fences, man. Let's get it popping. My 2017, I actually threw a little house party, man. You know, those that know me know I love to throw get-togethers. So I had a couple people, you know, come over, and we just sat back, you know, drank a little, kicked it a little. That was all. Kept it local. I didn't really do too much. I don't like to hit the road when a New Year comes, man, because I actually lost a friend of mine on New Year's, which was his birthday, about 4 years ago. So I don't – actually been 5 years, I think, now. But so, I, you know, I keep it in the house, real talk, you know what I mean? But again, 2017, it's actually a beautiful Saturday a.m. I am not a fan of what I'm about to say, but I got to show love. Today, Seattle Seahawks play the Falcons. You know, it's big. They're playing in Atlanta. That's a big game. You know, I know a lot of people I've heard some cats say that they think the Falcons is going to win because the Seahawks got a lot of injuries. Again, I am not a Seahawks fan, even though I live here in the Northwest, but let me keep it funky. I can't act like the Bulls don't play no football. I can't. I can't act like they don't get down. I can't act like for the last couple years they ain't been doing their thing. And they deserve to be in there every time they got in there. So hats off to them. If they win, I ain't salty. If they lose, I ain't salty. I just don't rock with them. You know what I mean? I'm an Eagles dude, you know, East Coast to the heart, keeping a Philly all day, every day. If Jersey had a team, I'd be running with them. But, you know, got to show love to Philly because my mama would beat my behind if I did. So that's what it is. Also in sports, I don't know if you saw this. So let me hit you all to something. For those that may just be tuning in or for those that don't know, I am a boxing aficionado. I love the sport of boxing. Used to box myself. Done some smokers in the military. So I kind of done been here, done that, you know, got the T-shirts. Usually at the end of each year, there's a huge boxing match that goes down and like, you know, just – it's usually like the fight of the year. Cats usually go down. You know, this is really big. But this year there wasn't really one for boxing, but there was one for the UFC. Ronda Rousey made her comeback fight. to fight the joint. I can't think of the chick's name. Spanish chick, but she looks like a dude. She's a bulldozer. And now, mind you, Ronda Rousey had already got knocked out by the chick that was from here, from the Northwest. She already got knocked out by the chick that was from here, from the Northwest. So, and then that chick didn't even have the belt, I think, 6 months and got banged on by the Spanish chick. And so Ronda Rousey's making her comeback fight against the Spanish chick, right? Spanish joint. So they step in the ring, man. I think the fight, I'm so glad I didn't pay for it. But I believe the fight lasted, I think it was 48 seconds. Yeah, 48 seconds or 52 seconds, I think it was.
Is that all it was?
All it was. She came in there and she banged Ronda Rousey. When she, like, finally, like, when she caught her flush, it's just, I mean, Ronda Rousey, bottom line, Ronda Rousey has been exposed that she can't take a punch from someone who hits harder than herself. I mean, nothing against her. No, she had a beautiful career. You know, she was undefeated for a long time. A lot of people, this is what I hate. A lot of people want to be like, yo, Ronda is, she shouldn't have been doing movies, and she shouldn't have been doing this, and she shouldn't have been. Now, let me say this to the people that's been saying that. Shut up. All right? Shut up. No, what do you mean you're not supposed to? So you're not supposed to further your career? I'm supposed to just become a famous fighter and stay a famous fighter? No, I can't fight forever. I can't take punches to the head forever. I've got to have something else. I'm not going to just be a fighter, get banged on, make some money, and then go back to
fighting. Go make it real like George Foreman.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, whatever floats your boat, but my thing is George Foreman didn't become an actor because George Foreman couldn't act. He sucked. He tried it.
But he can grill.
You know what I'm saying? He jumped. He got onto the whole other side, the infomercial side of things, and he's made a killing. You know what I mean? So my thing is, if Ronda Rousey, first of all, let's be real. Ronda Rousey was an attractive chick. She looked like the Save the Last Dance chick. That's what she reminded me of. But she looked like her with a way better body. And so, she could fight on top of that, appearing in movies. Which I think is dope. We ain't had a good female action star fighter since, like, if y'all are hip, because, I mean, a lot of y'all might not know, she's more like a B-movie chick. Cynthia Rockwer, how do you say her last name? We ain't had a chick hot since her. You know, she plays a character called China O'Brien, and she used to be doing the martial arts joint. Like, so she was a big martial art female. So we ain't had one since then. So Ronda Rousey coming out and banging, man, do your thing, babe, for real. So what, you took them L's? You got enough money in your pocket to live on, and your acting career is on the rise. So that's what I say. Everybody's talking about, well, she shouldn't have been acting. You got to further your career. You got to further your career. She had already been at the top, and she fought the two top people, and she lost. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to defend your title, and win or lose, you eat that. You know what I mean? She didn't run from nobody. You can't say that. She didn't run for nobody. She fought them both. And she took L's to both of them. You know what I mean? But her record's still great. There's something in two. So there you go. But I just had to say that because a lot of people was like third on Ronda's name. And I couldn't rock with it.
Hey, but people know her name now. And that's why she needs to progress and move on to something while people have. I'm not a big boxing fanatic, but I know her name.
Right, right.
You know? Hey, Scooter, can I bring up something regarding sports that's happening today with a hometown Tacoma girl? I call her my niece. And she is one of the official athletes on the Code Black track team. And she is here in Seattle today at the UW. Tierra Crockwell, her father's Pierre, good friend of mine. I'll be headed over to UW after the show to support Tierra and watch her run as she gets ready for the next Olympics. That's happening today in Seattle.
What's up? Big ups. Big ups, Tierra, doing her thing. Going to the Olympics. Bam.
She's preparing for it.
I got to ask this question, and this question is for anybody out there, so feel free to call in 607-203-5357. As basketball is coming up quickly, you know, they're making a move, you know, to start doing their thing. I was asking my son, like, who does he think is going? He's saying Golden State and Cleveland will probably be there, you know, again. And I want to get people's opinion on that. Do you think that those two teams will be the two teams in the NBA Finals? That is one question. And I want to know, who do y'all think is going to the Super Bowl? You know, a lot of people think the Seahawks are going to be out. I got to be honest. I think it's going to be one of those repeat Super Bowls. I think it's going to be the Patriots and the Seahawks. I really do. Although Dallas is doing it way big right now, I do believe it's going to be the Patriots and the Seahawks. So that's my pick. Again, feel free to call in.
I'm hoping for the Seahawks and the Green Bay Packers just because some of my family are Packer fans, so that makes it more fun.
Okay, all right. This is the Stoop on blogtalkradio.com, and we are back. It's 2017, and I'm just in a hype mood, and that's what we're going to do. We'll be back after this.
Yo. Yeah, yo, yo. 97 F. Yeah. Yo. I need some time alone. Cold. My rhymes will turn your mind to stone. And that's the work of Satan. Niggas be hating, but I'm a pot of gold. And this ain't just me rapping. It's really something you got to know. Catch one more nigga hating. Get him a casket. That bastard about to go. Whoa, that's you, baby, I'm crazy, the 90s raised me. I'm just as smart, probably smarter than half the cats who played me. Crazy, driving Miss Daisy, hearing all my straps. In my zone, mind on my money, like where that shit at? I'm all alone, that's my only hope. And be damned if I'ma chase that with some phony homes. On the real, it be the ones that say we got this. Now you ain't alone as long as I'm here. To pull out that Glock 9 and cock it, he mad you got rich. But on the low, you should've watched him. Cats conniving, head first into the livest object. That was your man, now you about to die quick. Over some fly shit, you feel reminded of your fast like Vince. The winters, blinded to the flashlight. Yo, I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I bought the funky, funky Nikes, got the hat to match. I bought the funky, funky Nikes, got the hat to match. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. And when I kill him with the flow, ain't no coming back. And when I kill him with the flow, ain't no coming back. Back.
Listen, yo. Yo, I got a poor man's panache. I be stretching the cash. I'm a little passive aggressive. You can stretch when I'm mad. For the line, man, it's depressive. Rappers stressing me back. Got too many less than impressive rappers left in my past. Better yet, we gon' leave him left in the past. Someone's live, this time I cried, then he left in the bag. Who am I? I'm a titan, so be expecting a clash. Start to wave an arm at you, you think I'm catching a cab. No question is the answer, just if you look in the ass. Look at meth, breaking bad like he cooking meth in the lab. Still a lethal weapon, but try and bless him with math. Rappers never learn their lessons, so I ain't letting them pass. I ain't letting them brag, I ain't letting them swag. Bump swag, just being blunt while I'm plugging my ass. Y'all ain't up in my class in the building, it's ASAP meth. Quick to kill him, that's an ASAP death.
I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I bought the funky, funky Nikes, got the hat to match. I bought the funky, funky Nikes, got the hat to match. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. And when I kill him with the flow, ain't no coming back. And when I kill him with the flow, ain't no coming back.
Dog, I'm Shaq Strong, I'm breaking back bars, draped to Tommy. My bitch beside me, young guard body. I play the back of clubs, flick a foul, young as a rally, fools get rowdy. Ain't nothing down, my guns from Saudi, high off the Maui. The trippy weed, rolling the Fonzie, you know the Fonzo. Sissy your guapo, I'm here at Honcho, I sport the poncho. Connect to Sandro, the illish I know, killing them pronto. My funky, fresh, the filthy designer, but check my rhymes though. A verse is like a time bomb, yo. Haters like Sahos, I peel off in the illish I host. Watch out for Bajos, ace leaning, that's why he drops slow. Nasty Diablo, the 90s ever shit in the clowns be watching best protect your neck. What? Told y'all niggas what? Huh?
That nigga, yo.
Told these motherfuckers, nigga.
Yo, stop playing.
ASAP mob in the show.
I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I bought the funky, funky Nikes, got the hat to match. I bought the funky, funky Nikes, got the hat to match. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. And when I kill him with the flow, ain't no coming back. And when I kill him with the flow, ain't no coming back. Back.
Make me go all out, up in here, y'all.
to bring it to you cowards, and it's gonna be quick.
All right, all your mans have been to jail before. Suck my dick, and all the motherfuckers you run with, get done with, dumb quick. You going post a dog with some bum. All right, they go to 1-1, all over some dump. Ain't that something? Remind me of a strip club. Every time we come around, it's like, I just gotta get my ass up. And I don't know who you think you're talking to, but I'm not him, I expect, so watch what you do, or you gon' find yourself next to someone else. And we all thought you loved yourself, but that couldn't have been the issue. Or maybe they just saying that now cause they miss you. Maybe they tried to diss you. That's why you laying on your back, looking at the roof of the church. Preacher telling the truth and it hurts.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
Off the chain, I leave soft in the brain. Still want the fame, off the name. First of all, you ain't rapped long enough to be with me. You ain't strong enough. So whatever it is you puffin' on, that got you thinking that you Superman. I got the kryptonite, now smack him with my dick to the mic. Characters, not even good actors. What's gonna be the outcome? Let's add up all the factors. You whack, you twisted, your girl's a
whoa.
You broke, the kid ain't yours, and everybody knows. Your own man say you stupid. You be like, so, I love my baby mother, I never let her go. I'm tired of weak, whining over food that don't belong to them. Wrong with them? Get up for real, like my man's in them. Who get it all with the strip of the hands with them?
Man, y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool.
Yeah. Rich, what up?
I'm in trouble, dog.
You only call you when I need you.
Make me
normally
act a fool.
You know I'm kind of you, dog. You right on the way home.
Up in here, up in here.
I bring down rings, the heaviest curse ahead. No more talk, put the dirt instead. You keep walking, that you're trying to end up red. Cause if I end up red, I end up. Use a slow type, fake up north type. It's like a soft fight. Dog is a dog, blood thicker than water. We done been through the mud and we quicker than bigger the order, the more we want out. When up in there, everybody come out. When the body burn out, sun in the sun out. I'ma keep out loud. Running his mouth, I'ma done out. Listen,
what?
He's about to be missing. You know who gon' find you? Some old man fishing. Grandma wishing you. It's hard to digest with the sound of.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all
seems as though there are a couple of suburbans pulling up
here,
and females are running everywhere.
Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here.
Say the word.
Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here.
And you will never have that type of sound and music ever again. But I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful. I know DMX is doing some things. He did drop an album, was trying to drop an album recently that I think Kanye, he had a couple of super producers working on it with him. Kanye, I think Dre worked on it with him. It's supposed to be fire. The songs I heard off of it were bananas. I'm going to keep it funky. It was dope. It was like, oh, X was back. So I'm hoping. I am hoping. But again, it's 2017. Yep. This is The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. La la. Man.
Hey, you know, I'm listening to DMX, and I haven't talked to you for a while, but I made it down to the Tacoma Dome for the Dope Fest Old School Night, sponsored
right.
by a shout-out to 25 Trees in Tacoma
right.
for sponsoring that night, which I had no interest in going the second night. But it was good, and DMX threw down on stage. I had a really good time, and it was cold up in that bitch, but I had a really good time.
That's what's up. You know, I wanted to go. And then come to find out, one of the cats from 253 lived next door to me. So me and him got to talk.
Wow.
It was the next day. But I didn't even know it. You know. And what's crazy about it is that my man, one of my Zulu brothers, shout out to my man DJ Iceman, he made it backstage. He's partying with Red Meth. And anybody that knows me knows I'm a Red Man fan. I'm a Method Man fan, too. But Red Man is just the epitome of the greatest MC of all time to me. And Meth is a very close number two. I'm gonna be honest with you. I got to keep funky. His Meth bar game is just bananas. Anyway, but I was so like, man, dude, you could have hit me up. I would have came for that. You know what I mean? But I get it.
You wasn't there, man. It was just down the road from you. And the brat, she threw down. She was spitting at the Tacoma Dome. Excellent night. I had a really good time.
I can't front, man. You know, I'm kind of spoiled. So if I can't make it backstage to Poly, I don't like standing out in no crowd. I'm not no concert type dude to just stand around. And I wanted to go.
You would have made it backstage. I got pulled on last minute promos. So I got a little VIP. But I got some friends of mine in Tacoma, and that boy's been making it backstage no matter what. And I watched him do it. I had my knee in the brace because I'm still recovering from blowing my knee up. But, yeah, I watched them go from side stage. Next thing you know, they're taking pictures with Busta and stuff. They had a good time. But,
yeah,
you probably would have been.
Yeah, I know. After I had seen, heard about it, knew all of my people that had went, I was like, man, I should have went. But, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was.
Next year, you got to go. Next year, we're going to go.
I'm going to tell you what I hate. We definitely going. But what I hate is that I feel like Washington's radio stations, they don't promote stuff well. And I didn't hear, a lot of people was not talking about it. And now that we have the old school radio station, you at least would have thought that they would have been blowing it up. Like, now we went from having, one radio station to at least four.
You're absolutely right, man, because I got pulled on last-minute promos, and I wasn't even really hip to that it was coming right up and stuff, you know? And it happens sometimes, you know? A lot of it's not about your talent, but it's in how you're marketing.
Yeah, you're right.
It's pretty good crowd, though.
But so let's keep it moving. 2017, like we said, we've been recapping a lot of things from last year. I had a couple special screenings while I was on my little hiatus. Why Him, the movie with James Franco, I think is in that one. Hilarious. Love that movie, but I like the Franco brothers anyway. I think them dudes is good actors. I like I love them as a Green Goblin. You know, both the brothers is funny. They just wild funny to me, man. And their crew is funny. I like the fact that they're like Seth Rogen and all them. They stay working together. And so Why Him, thumbs up from me, man. Go see that. That's definitely worth seeing. Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. I watched it. It was a little boring to me, and I'm a Star Wars fan, although it started out slow, so I never made it through the whole thing. So I actually said, you know what, I'm going to sit down today, and I'm going to actually watch it all the way through, because it got my man Donnie Yee, and if y'all know Donnie Yee played Ip Man. He's in that Ip Man trilogy, which is bananas. They actually had two other movies that spun off of Ip Man. He's just big in the martial art community right now in action film. He's doing his thing. So definitely I'm going to look at the Rogue One again. So I'm not going to give a rating on that as of yet, because I need to check it out one more time to really soak it all in. But at the beginning, it was a little boring to me. The Joint Fences, oh, my God. Fences with Denzel. Denzel is that dude to me anyway. And let me say, since I'm on Denzel, I hate the fact that Hollywood has just now waited to give our black actors action roles. Like, Denzel had to be the Equalizer, and he also was in the other joint where he had, the blind joint where he was at, and Book of Eli. And so he had some action stuff in that. And now you got my man in the movie Sleepless, Jamie Foxx in Sleepless. Like, y'all are just now giving these brother action hero roles. And that really pisses me off, because now they're up in age. Jamie Foxx got to be close to 50 if he ain't 50. Then Denzel, if he ain't 60, is close to 60. And now you want to give them action roles. Why you wasn't giving them back when they was hot? Like, you worried about them taking something about. That makes me so sick, dude. It really does. But I digress. We're just talking about the movies. Okay, so Fences, very good movie, man. See that, John. Thumbs up all the way for that. XXX, I didn't see it yet. XXX got one coming out. The new XXX, The Return of Xander Cage with Vin Diesel. Yo, I can't front. I'm excited to see how that's going to turn out, man. Vin Diesel is going to have a stellar year with Triple X and the new Fast and the Furious dropping. So he's on the comeback. Hollywood, he's back in Hollywood. He's acting right, man. He's going to do big things, I think, this year. The Rock, too. The Rock is going to do big things this year. Only problem is Rock is doing that Baywatch, and I don't know how I feel about that. Some things need to just be left alone. Just because it was a classic TV show does not mean it's going to be a classic movie. Here are the examples. D-18, great TV show, horrible movie. Dukes of Hazzard, great TV show, horrible movie. Starsky and Hutch, great TV show, horrible movie. Stop trying to take these TV shows that would way live and recreate them, especially when you're not doing them right. Dukes of Hazzard and Starsky and Hutch were like comedies, and they shouldn't have been. You know what I mean? I know there was a comedic side to the Dukes of Hazzard, but they should have went a little more serious with it. You know, brought out the bows, how Bo and Luke used to break out their bow and arrows. You know what I mean? They could have pimped it. They could have. And so I just don't think that this is going to be really. I don't think it's going to be any good. I really don't. You know what I mean? That's just my thought, because I feel, like I said, they take TV shows and turn them into movies thinking that this is something that they're going to turn into a franchise, and they flop. I can't think of one TV show. All right, I'm lying. There's one. Charlie's Angels. They did good with Charlie's Angels. That's the only one I can think of. If y'all can think of one, feel free to call in. 607-203-5357. But I can't think of any other one. Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels. I like the Charlie's Angels movie.
I got two. I just thought of another one. Ocean's 11. Okay. All right. Ocean's 11.
Was that a TV show?
It was. Well, it was Ocean. It was Ocean 12 or whatever originally. Ocean's 13 or whatever the original one was. It was a TV show. It was Ocean 12 or Ocean 11. And then they just started adding on 11, 12, so forth. But it was a TV show, yeah. It was like a little, show, yeah. You know, here's one they did horrible, Miami Vice. That was horribly done, you know what I mean? So, again, just stop trying to turn these TV shows into movies if you're not going to stick with it. And that's why Ocean's and whatchamacallit was good, because Charlie's Angels was good, because they kind of stuck to the basic script, you know what I mean? Wild Wild West, that was horribly done. And you put Will Smith in it, made it even worse. But again, I digress. Assassin's Creed, yo, if you know the video game, I don't know the whole story of the video game, but I have played it a little bit. I loved it. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I loved it. I heard people talk about it and say they didn't care for it, but I loved it, thought it was dope. Coming into the new year, that movie Sing. Sing is okay, but it was kind of long for me for an animated movie. So that's just my thoughts and opinions on those things. And we just keeping y'all up. Like I said, we just captioning the old year.
I got a question for you on TV. I noticed last night, that I think it was last night, that they have brought back the TV show MacGyver. Remember that one?
Yes.
Have you checked it out?
I refuse.
Okay.
Because right,
I watched half of it, and I ended up I don't know, like maybe it just didn't feel right, because it's like they replaced the one guy with two guys, right. And it's a little different.
Yeah, you know what? It's kind of like what we were just talking about, and I'm glad you brought that up, because it's a good segue into our TV conversation that I wanted to have anyway.
All right.
I wasn't a MacGyver fan of the original, because I always thought MacGyver was fighting the A-team. Like, instead of having five guys that could build something, you had this one guy. So I always thought that MacGyver was kind of a sucker. I didn't like MacGyver. But to remake it, and I understand why it was hot, because people loved it. Again, another remake that they did horrible. You know, even though it's a TV show, it's horrible. They tried to redo 90210, horrible. I think Dallas is actually doing well, although I never watched it. They tried to do Knight Rider. It was horrible. So it's just like, stop. You're just trying to bring all these other things. Like, even game shows. Like, they got Match Game is back. You know what I mean? I remember they were doing
I like that, though. I like the new Match Game. I got to say it.
Was it good?
I like it, and it's probably because it's your current celebrities, current topics,
right.
And so it's just fun. It's just a lot of fun. That's I think that's a win, bringing that back. It's a fun game,
all
and
right.
we got current celebrities on there, so I like it.
Well, I do like the fact. That's why I like the Hollywood Squares that they had brought for a while. MTV, I think, was doing it. Because, like you said, I like the fact that they're trying to, you know, bring our stars back to TV. Because a lot of our stars back in those days, in the 80s, you saw them on TV doing different things and opening up new avenues. So I agree with you. I like the fact that they're trying to bring it back, although I haven't watched it. Now, some things, again, you shouldn't do. Don't turn movies into TV shows. Don't turn movies into TV shows. Don't turn TV shows into movies. Lethal Weapon, I've watched a couple episodes. I don't hate it. I just can't really. The dude, they're not believable to me as a Roger and Riggs type couple. Rush Hour, which I actually heard was doing kind of decent, not feeling it. Again, don't turn these movies into TV shows unless it works. Limitless as a TV show works. It wasn't bad. You know, so y'all got, you know, pay attention to the scripts. This is, if I could talk to anybody in Hollywood right now, if anybody in the world out there in Hollywood is listening, I would say that to y'all. Pay attention to the scripts and the blueprint that was laid out before it. When you stray away, it becomes whack, flat out. Now,
right, what a waste of money.
That being said, there are some things that are coming back that I'm excited for. I don't know. I mean, I'm geeking out. Samurai Jack tonight on Adult Swim is back. Now, Samurai Jack was a cartoon for those that don't know, but he was a samurai that was cast out through time by a demon named Aku, and it's just dope. Even the theme song is dope. So I'm just telling y'all straight up, y'all, be tuning in for that. Samurai Jack is going to be live. The Walking Dead should be coming back this month. Is it this month? Yeah, I think at the end of this month, the beginning of February. I'm so glad. I don't know if y'all Walking Dead fans like I am, but how it ended with Rick talking about, yo, we got a fight. He finally made the decision to buck up, get his nuts back. Yes. Yes. I'm dumb excited about that. The Badlands is on its way back. It's coming back in the springtime. I'm excited about that. Even the show The Underground is coming back. It's just going to be an exciting year for TV and shows, I feel. You know what I'm saying? For me, I'm a TV dude. So for me, I'm excited. I am a little feeling some kind of way that, remember, so a while back, y'all might have remembered me talking about a show called The Breaks that came out. It was a Netflix original that came out just on Netflix. Well, VH1 has picked it up. And it's starting on VH1 this month, or next month on the 17th. And I don't really know how I feel about it because on Netflix, of course, they could curse and do all kind of things. And it was like really raw and uncut. It was all about the hip hop and hip hop's rise in the 90s. But it actually told more of the story even back in the 80s because they was talking about the funky. Actually, it was more the 70s going into the 80s because it told the story of the funky 4+1 more. But I don't really know where they're going to go with it. You know what I mean? And I'm kind of confused. So I'm hoping that something else will come out of it. You know what I'm saying? Actually, no. I'm confused. My bad. Scratch that. The Get Down was the one that told the story about the Funky 4+1. The Breaks was the one that talked about hip-hop from the 90s. Okay. My bad. Excuse me. Pardon me. I don't want to, you know, everybody knows I'm a hip hop fanatic, so I don't want to step on my own toes and miss and be out there getting misquoted. No, no, no. So The Breaks is the one about the 90s in hip hop. But it was a good show, and nonetheless. And now they turned it into a VH1 show. So I don't really, I'm kind of like, I hope they do good by it. I'll say that. I hope they do good by it. But I'm not going to hold my breath. I'll say that much. Because VH1 is hit or miss. In fact, they're calling it a scripted reality show, and I don't really get how they, you know what I mean? That's corny to me. Like, don't try to come with some scripted stuff and then try to freak it. No, no, just do your thing the way you do it. If it's a show, make it a show. That's just how I feel about that, you know. Again, this is The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com with my lovely co-host, Lala. We are just kicking it about the new year and anything and everything in between. feel free to call in 607-203-5357. Man, we are just having a good old talk on this beautiful Saturday a.m. here in the Northwest, man. We'll be back.
I think you could, for the cereal, I make a phone call, please? Thank you. Hello?
Yo, Cam. Yeah, it's Zen.
Yo, what up?
Look, the party is going down. No, you got to be there on time.
Oh, damn. Come, what is your hype about?
You can pour that for me? For the milk?
Drunk, huh?
Now, make sure the diplomats are there.
Yeah, I'm going to bring everybody. We're going to be there tonight, all right?
Hold on a second. You really just going to put your feet next to my cereal? Are you serious?
I found it.
Stop touching it.
All right, Cam. I'm going to see you there.
All right, you
Just Blaze.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby. Killer. All the girls see them. Look at his kick. Look at his car. All I say is, look, mommy, I'm no good. I'm so hood. Clap at your soldiers. Sober. Then leave after it's over. Killer. I'm not your companion or your man standing. Don't hit me when you want to get rammed in. I be scrambling.
That's right.
With lots of mobsters. Shop for lobsters. Cops and robbers. Listen, every block is blocked. Block out. But she liked the way I diddy bop. You peep that.
Oh, you
made
for right?
Maury kicks plus Chanel ski hat. She wants the, so I give her the. Now she's screaming out. Killer, killer. She's playing with herself. Can't dig it out. Lift her up. Marge is a girl. Get it out. Pick one up. They want the boy Montana with guns with bandanas. Listen to my homeboy Santana.
With the, I'm telling ya. Put a shell in ya. Now he's bleeding. Get him. Call it. He wheezing, he need it, he screaming. Damn, shut up, he snitching. This bitching, he twisted. If Fed was listening, damn, I'm in trouble, need bail money. Where the fuck is my, I got trust for my, that's why I'm with my, that's my. He gon' come get us, he got love for us, that's my.
With the, we went to court for the, just me and my, and we saying, be on the block with my, with the rock of the, when the cops come, squalor. Yeah, this is for the sports car, Benitas, Jimmy's, PJ's, old school, 18th at the sports bar, 8 or 9 on the, holla at your boy, killer, holla, listen, it's the DIP, plus the ROC, you'll be DOA, your moms will say, no stopping them guns, we got a lot of them. Matter of fact, who start popping them? Can't slap up his, clap up his, wrap up his, get them diplomats are them for the girls in the say, yeah, yeah.
Now when they see Cam in it, they say, damn, Santana's that, that squeeze hammers, cannons and bandanas, glamours, we don't brandish, blam at your man's canvas, and scram at your man's landing, and I'm back with my.
Until that man is vanished, away in the Grand Canyon, these kids are grandstanding. The man ransom over them grand scrambling. Well, Van Damme him, camera, blam, blam him. Call up his, I'm down south tanning. Mommy, I got the remedy. Tommy's up at the enemy. Homies and body, but now my body is feeling panicky. Killer and Cabo, we chillin' Morocco. For real, we got those chichillas, though we're filled with them hollows, huh? It's the, I said it's the, I'm the killer.
Thank you for the special delivery. Catch me by the pool in my Tony Stark suit. 30 off a dust dime, I was killing them. Dip cash for 116, I was filling them. Then they kept a crisp dollar bill on them. I lived it out.
Yeah.
Special delivery, I spit it out.
Special delivery,
I sniff it out.
Special delivery.
I want that.
Special delivery.
That.
This is the remix. Special delivery. Come
that.
On. Special delivery. Okay. Bad boy, baby. Special delivery. We won't
that.
Stop. Special delivery. Yeah.
Hey yo, sign, still delivered in just a nick of time. Real, I'ma give it to one of my designers. Rhyme in the ghetto was formed. Show power, the child of the ghetto was born. Feet first, reach to the speech. I kick in each verse. Prove that spitting out is dirt. Step question ya, and you're like a hustler on the first. You need work.
Come on,
stand by the grand high exalted. At your door with a portrait of the raw. Picture that while I spit. On your CD tape, man, whack, you stand back. You don't really want to jump the gun. In the hell is slow, it can function long. And stand there and bump the gum. If you want the problems, we can hurry up and come bury ya. I'ma play the carrier.
Special delivery. Yeah, come on. Special delivery. This is the remix. Special delivery. Special delivery. Come on, come on. Special delivery. Yeah, yeah. Special delivery. What? Special delivery.
Them special delivery. Bang your head off to this. Open up your memory. I'll shake your cradle and rock your boat. Your face is in your boat. It don't matter where you've been or where you at. I'm here now and I'm banging. Kid, you softer than the Queen of England. Phraseologist, natural philosopher, wordsmith. Authentical, metaphorical lyricist. Sharp descriptive writer. Killer writer. Panty raider. Party exciter.
You worry what the deal.
Yeah, I'm gutter. When I utter, got you timid, hesitating like a stutter. Oxymoron, don't be dumb. I see it's like the United Negro College Fund. I see you plotting, scheming, trying to snake. And when you do, I'ma give it to you. Special delivery.
Special delivery. This is the remix. Special delivery.
Hey, yo, hold up a second. This is the remix. So let's bring back my man, Craig.
Hey,
Knapp.
Yo, you must want to be in the Guinness Book of World Records as the dumbest for life. You feel you going to survive. You couldn't move through my terrain, even in four-wheel drive. And I'm your highness, finest. You hungry, try this, buy this, live this. I take my rap style real serious. What you think, it ain't that serious? I bang clubs in the streets, it's getting hot. See, Mac won't stop until Mac's on top. Young Black America, my CD dropped in 2002. Change hip hop. Folks, folks, shake your bones. I'm talking cyclones and tepidomes like Mel Gibson's. My heat will cook you, boy. Hook you, boy. Mac came and shook you, boy.
Some special delivery.
Come on.
Special delivery. Special delivery. This is the remix. Special delivery. G-Dep. Special delivery. Come on now. Special delivery. Chino Ghetto. Special delivery. 115.
Delivery. Special delivery. Yes, this is the Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Soapboxer, with my beautiful co-host, Miss Lala. We are talking about the new year, the old year that has went out, the new year that has come in, things that have happened in between, what we've done. We've covered everything from a steamboat to a billy goat, and I would be remiss if I did not now, at this very moment, touch on social media. Social media. Let me say this, man. Social media in 2017 has got to be better. And here's what I mean when I say this, so I'm clear who I'm talking to. I'm talking to you women out there in the social media world, Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat, and whatever else is new, chicks. All right? I'm talking to y'all. This is the one post I don't want to see in 2017. I'm so good at being single. I'm so cool. This is my woman voice. I'm so cool with being single. Oh, single is the way of 2017. She is better than at single than she is better with somebody. You know, yo, stop it. I'm so sick of seeing women post stuff. Period. Let me be clear when I address this. I'm sick of seeing women post stuff like "ain't no good men out there." man, you know, it just seems like brothers don't want this and brothers don't want that and blah, blah, blah. And just bashing men, going in on men. Or, and those same women will turn around and post, well, I guess I'm just be single. Then you got a dude that's in your timeline that's like, well, what's up? You know, I'm trying to meet you. I'm trying to get you. I'm not saying he's better or he's going to be anything different, but you won't know unless you try. To me, they're thirst traps, right? Because you want a guy to say something. You want a guy to be like, hey, there's a particular female that's actually on Facebook who I know. And we were talking. Let me keep it funky. We were talking. And she was like, oh, you know, we should hang out. And I was like, yeah, for sure. And then after that, we never saw each other again. But I always see her on Facebook like, oh, I guess I'm just going to be single. I guess. And I'm like, wait a minute. You had an opportunity to actually meet a good dude and not be single. But yet, here you are talking about, I'm just single. But then you'll get on the phone with me like, oh, yeah, we got to hang out. Man, da-da-da-da, and not hang out. This is confusing, women. Here's my thing. For 2017 and beyond, going forward, women, I want y'all to try something which is totally difficult to y'all, all right? Say what you mean and mean what you say. How about that? Can y'all do that? 2017. Lala, do you think that women can do that? Yourself.
Well, I can do that, and I encourage it. I know there's a problem out there, but that's how I am. I say what I mean and mean what I say. And there's too many games being played. And guys need to do the same thing. Say what you mean what you say. Simple, man.
You know, I saw a woman post something on Facebook about men not doing it. And I said, what man? Because she was saying men have a hard time expressing themselves or whatever, which confused me. Because I'm going to tell you, my clique and the guys that I run with, I ain't never really met a brother that's got a hard time expressing himself. Most men are like, yo, it's blue or it's red or yes or no. I want to go, don't want to go. You know what I mean? Most men I know are pretty clear on they get down. So I don't know what men you women are running into. That must be this new 21st century dude. Maybe that's what it is. Because them cats is weird. I'll agree with that. The 21st century man, he's a weird dude. I will openly admit that right with you. I can understand why y'all have struggles with that guy. Because that guy don't know what he wants. He don't know if he want to be metrosexual or he want to be really hard or, you know, he want to be metrosexual with some hardness to him. You know, if his jeans is too skinny or too, like, he's confused. So I can understand what y'all are saying on that aspect. I can understand what y'all saying on that aspect and how it's getting down. But stop thinking all men are this way. That's only these 21st century men. That's only the 28 and below. You know what I mean? That's the truth. Stop assuming that the 30 and above guys think that way because they most of them don't. You know, most of them don't have a problem speaking their piece and saying what's on their mind. You know, it's these dudes now that just started acting like broads that have a problem speaking their piece. It's these dudes now that got these bitch tendencies, so they don't really know how to approach or what to say because they're like, well, I mean, you know, I don't want to make her mad, but, you know, she cool. I love her. She good for me. We do nice things together. You know what I mean? Like, you got that type of dude now. You know, he's running around and just playing the sucker because he don't know no better. And I'm going to keep it funky because a lot of y'all dudes is making it hard out there for us. A lot of y'all dudes are. These for the real ones. Y'all making it hard for the real ones. And I know anybody out there, well, he got to say he the real. What make him so real? Well, let me tell you what makes me so real. One, I don't hide no feelings. I don't BS and play no games. I let you know exactly what it is. It's just that simple. There's no reason for you to ever wonder, I wonder what Scooter's thinking right now. No, Scooter's going to tell you. And that's just, you know, I'll give you a perfect example. I had some friends that came over for New Year's. We was kicking it. And I had a female that I had never met, but I met on Facebook. We were social. It was never like, ooh, I want to get with you or nothing like that. So when she came over to my crib for New Year's, and we were hanging and kicking it, and there was another female here that was a friend of a friend, and we kind of slid out for a little bit. So this chick hits me up like, oh, so you went and slid out. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. You came to visit me because we had to talk about meeting based off of Facebook. Never was it, hey, let's meet and be a couple. Hey, let's meet and be together. No, we were meeting to be social. We were meeting to kick it and break bread. You know, other than that, there was nothing. you know, I never said to her, hey, yo, you know, we should be like, yo, when you come to see me, it's going to be on and popping. No, it was like, yo, we should meet, man. We've been talking on Facebook for this amount of time. Let's meet, hang out. She was like, cool. And all of a sudden, she had attitude because I went and hung out with the other joint. Again, mean what you say. Had you called me and said, hey, look, I'm on my way over there, and look, dude, I'm expecting to stay tonight, then I would have been like, oh, okay, bet. And I would have made sure that I didn't have other company over there or people that was going to be interested in me or whatever the case. Again, ladies, say what you mean what you say. It's not a hard thing to do.
I guess. I got to say this. I guess if that literally was her intention, and that seems aggressive to me, you know what I mean, as a woman, because I've told you before, even if I'm wanting something, I'm not necessarily going to just go jump at it. Sometimes he needs to figure it out, and if he can't figure it out, then, you know, it's just not the right chemistry. That's part of the dance for me.
Well,
but
I'm
it sounds like she had expectations to scold you afterwards. It sounded like a scolding.
Me.
Oh, you slid out. Well, was there a problem with that?
Right. But I never answered back. I never answered back. And the reason I didn't answer back, because I was like, yo, well, okay. She was like, because she had messaged me that morning. And when I woke up, I called her. And instead of her picking up, she texted me like, ain't no need to call me. You got what you wanted last night, something, something. And I was like, what? So I just deleted her. I didn't even bother to answer no questions or say nothing else. I was just like, you know what? I ain't got time for that.
Yeah, because she has a whole conviction drafted up on your ass.
Right. So I'm
details
like,
and everything.
I was like, wait a minute. We was just meeting. You know what I mean? She was the homie. I thought, you know, it was. So again, if that was what you thought was going to happen, then you, again, ladies, be real about it. She should have said, hey, I'm on my way over, and I'm coming to kick it, and I'm expecting to stay tonight. I would have been like,
hey,
oh,
I want to add to that. And since she chose not to be so bold with her mouth, that she should have not chose to be so bold with her mouth after the fact. Because it doesn't
you.
Go.
Thank
I'm a woman, but I'm an alpha, and I'm a little different. But that's how I roll. Like, sometimes you got to suck things up like, oh, shit, maybe I didn't make myself clear. But you just keep that shit to yourself. That ain't his fault.
Right. Thank you. Oh, man.
You're welcome.
I lie. That's why I rock with you. Because I was thinking the same thing. Like, wait a minute. If she would have made it clear, then I would have been clear back with her. Like, okay, here's what's really going down. But she never was clear about anything. All, like I said, she came in, she brought a friend with her. You know, I introduced them to everybody. We were having a good time.
I'm not trying
I mean?
To put myself in her shoes, but not really. But if there was a scenario where I think I might be feeling this dude because I move kind of slow, and it was, oh, we should meet up, and I go to a party, and then I see him kind of wander off with somebody else, to me, that's just going to show me my position, but do I still have interest? If I still have interest, because that wasn't my husband that just wandered off with somebody. These women need to get a grip. If I still have interest, I might check back in with him and go, so, did you have a good time? Kind of feel him out and then see where he's at from there. And you got to, to me, that's kind of part of the sexes of interacting. Like, people meet people for the first time and treat them like they should have never had known anybody in the past or currently up until now. You're just evaporated from somewhere and ended up in front of me, and here we go. And that's crazy.
Yeah, you know, and you're
that's
right
crazy.
About that. Like I'm supposed to meet you and have had no past. You know what I'm saying?
Or ongoing anything this week before you showed up.
Life is just not happening right now. You know what I mean? And everything stopped when I met you. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a movie. You know what I'm saying?
And those people are problematic. I'm telling you, man, they're problematic. Like, it's a good flag to not respond.
You know what? And I'm going to tell you. Real talk, I mean, I've always been on my grown man, but going into 2017, I was like, yo, you know what? I guess I just dodged the bullet. I didn't even bother to say nothing back. I didn't answer. I didn't say nothing.
You don't always have to say anything. Some things don't need to be said. It's understood. So all she did was type what was the obvious. Okay, I slid out. You know what I mean?
Right.
But that's your flag to be like, I'm out of here.
Yep.
This is trouble.
And that's what it was. I was like, yo, if you bugging about this, you really going to be bugging. You know what I mean? So I was like, yep, no.
Yeah,
because
she's bugging about something that ain't even real or that she even knows about.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you're going to be convicted all the time.
Yeah. keep that, man. I don't do the drama. One thing I don't do, understand this, ladies, you can't be Dick Tracy with me. I'm very transparent, you know. I'm very transparent. I'm always candor with what I'm doing and how I'm getting down, so you will always know. You will never have to wonder, is he cheating on me? Is he messing around on me? Because I'm going to let you know what's going on. You'll know when we are dating. You will know when we're officially together and when we're monogamous, all of that. You'll know all of that because I'm not going to hide how I'm feeling. And I would expect you to do the same. But a lot of y'all women, I mean, and I'm not saying all women, and you know, just like a lot of men ain't me. You know what I mean? But that's the challenge. You know what I'm saying? Some of us got, you know, a different thing to say and a story to tell. You know what I mean? We're going to close it out like we always do with a little music. Again, this is The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. I want to make an announcement. Next show, starting next week, we're going to go live. I've been working on this. This is something I've been working on while I've been on my little hiatus. We're going to go live, Lala. So I just want you to be prepared for that. We're going to find some. I'm going to just walk into somebody's coffee shop, and boom, we're going to bust it. That's what it is. So catch us next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Anything, Lala?
No, y'all just have a good week, and be careful on the ice, and we'll see you next week.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Who y'all talking to, man?
Check it out. Check it out. This here goes out to all the niggas that be fucking mad bitches and other niggas' cribs. Niggas shit is sweet. Niggas creep up on your ass. Live niggas respect it. Check it. I kick flows for ya. Kick down doors for ya. Even left all my motherfucking hoes for ya. Niggas think Frankie pussy whip. Nigga picture that with the Kodak. It's the match pack. We don't get down like that. Made my game down quite flat. Sweetness, when you park that. Petiteness, but that ass fat. She got a body, make a nigga wanna eat that. I'm fucking with you. The bitch official though. Bit harder than the missile, yo. Try to hit it if she tripping, disappearing like Arsenio. Yo, the bitch push a double O with the five in front. Probably a cannabis stunt. Y'all drive in front. I'ma peel with her. Find a deal with her. Fuck around and steal, huh? Then we all get laced. Television, Versace heaven. When I'm up in them, the shit she kick. All the shit's legit. She get dick from a player off the New York Knicks. Nigga trick ridiculous. The shit was plus. She stressing me to fuck. Like she was in the rush. We fucked in his bed. Quite dangerous. I'm in his ass while he playing against the Utah Jazz. My 112 CD blast. I was passed. She came twice. I came last. Roll the grass. She giggled, saying I'm smoking on homegrown. Then I heard a moan. Honey, I'm home. Yup. Talk home for situations like this. I'm up in his broad. I know he don't like this. Now I'm like, bitch, you better talk to him before the fist put a spark to him. Fuck around, shit, get dark to him. Put a part through him. Lose a major part to him. Arm, leg, she begging me to stop. But the cap getting closer. Getting hot like a toaster. A cock toast, Before my eyes could blink, she screams out, honey, bring me up something to drink. He go back downstairs, more time to think. My brain racing, he's telling me to stay patient. She don't know I'm cool as a fan, got in hand. I don't want to blast her man, but I can and I will though. I'm trying to chill though, even though the situation looking kind of ill, yo. It came to me like a song I wrote. Told the bitch, give me a soft pillowcase, some rope. Got dressed quick, tied a scarf around my face. Broke the bitch up, gagged her mouth with the pillowcase. Played the cut, nigga coming on some love close to shit. Flashed the heat on him, he stood emotionless. Dropped the glass, screaming, don't blast. Here's a stash, 100 cash, just don't shoot my ass, please. Nigga pulling mad G's out the floor. Put stacks in the Prada knapsack. Hit the door, grab the keys to the five. Call my niggas on the cell, bring some weed. I got a story to tell.
Y'all niggas ain't gonna believe what the fuck happened to me. Remember that bitch I left the club with, man?
Yeah.
Yo, I'm up in this bitch, crib. This bitch fucking running on Nick ass niggas and shit. I'm up in the spot, so. I don't know. Which one? I'm 6'5 niggas. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, I'm up in the motherfucking spot, so boom, I'm up in the pussy. Whatever, whatever. I thought some lies. I do creep.
Class.
spot.